Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with hosts Amy Babinchek, James Kernan, and Carl Polacek. Produced by Kernan Consulting and for the international MSP community, we are dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the SMB Community Podcast. This is James Kernan with Kernan Consulting, and I've got a special guest today. I'm really excited to interview Mr. MJ Shore of GTIA. Hey, MJ. Good to see you again.
Hey, James. Great to see you. Thanks so much for the invitation to chat.
You bet. You bet. I know we run into each other at some conferences, and we were just catching up, but I've known MJ. Now, I'm going to age both of us here, but it's not quite back when they had black and white TVs, but it feels like almost that long. But I think, you know, we met at Robin Robbins' event, I think 20 years ago.
Yeah, so, it's crazy how time flies. You're aging far better, sir.
Well, next time you see me, I'm probably going to lose all my hair. But I'm having fun. I love the industry and love giving back as well. But
that's terrific.
I can't tell you how good it is to see you and catch up with you. So
same here.
So awesome. Well, I tell you what, for the listening audience, obviously MJ is an icon in the industry of success, and you've been around for a long time. Give everybody a quick background on your history in the industry.
Sure. Well, thanks for those kind words, James. So I've been in the industry over 30 years now, so I'm dating myself, but it's such a great place to be. We're so lucky to work in this industry. There's nothing like it. But I was the typical what do they call it, accidental entrepreneur. You know, I had skinned my knuckles in IT for a couple different companies. I'd administered CRM databases. I installed networks at a couple companies and then found myself, wondering what's next. And so in 97, I launched my MSP before MSP was a thing. I didn't know we would become an MSP at the time. I thought we were just going to do some, technical consulting. How cool would that be? But then, over the years, and I would say in the early 2000s, we really adopted what turned into the MSP model. And so I had that business for just shy of 20 years when I sold to a friendly regional competitor who I had a long history with. We'd been each other's customers. We'd been each other's fans and champions and worked together on numerous things over the years. And so I wasn't actively out looking to sell the business. And this was certainly before M&A activity in the MSP space really, took hold. But it was a terrific opportunity to take my business to the next level, give my staff and my clients opportunities that I had been looking for. And so that happened about 10 years ago. And then unbeknownst to any of us, about 18 months later, we went through another roll-up acquisition where a national company acquired us. And that was an interesting experience. I'll be very transparent and candid. I wasn't in love with the direction of that larger organization and what they were, what they were trying to accomplish at the time. So when my contract was up, I gave them a very long lead time. It was either 4 or 6 months notice. And I went out and did some consulting, not unlike, work you've done over the years in the industry, and then was recruited to come to CompTIA at the time to start what is now the GTIA ISAO, the Cybersecurity Threat Intelligence Organization. Okay. And then lo and behold, then I found myself running the entire membership community as the chief community officer. And then as many of your listeners probably know, or if they don't know, in November, CompTIA announced that we would be selling, and I think it's important to give the right context here. CompTIA was the short name for the Computing Technology Industry Association, a vendor-neutral 501c6 nonprofit trade association representing the IT channel, and we're 42 years old, started in 1982. But over the years, the short name CompTIA became what we were known as, and it became the brand. And over the years, CompTIA developed a very successful training and certification business that funded all of our activities, the association, the development of certifications and training, and the opportunity presented itself for the association to sell the brand and those revenue generating activities to an investment partnership. And the proceeds of that sale created an endowment, which now funds GTIA. But because we sold the brand, we couldn't keep operating as CompTIA or the Computing Technology Industry Association, because that would be confusing as all get out. So we had the opportunity to rename and rebrand. And so that led to GTIA coming at, we were official on January the 9th. So that's how GTIA came into existence, the Global Technology Industry Association, which ironically is a better definition of what we do. You know, the Computing Technology Industry Association was a really great name, but who talks about computing anymore? Like, nobody. Right. It really became kind of an antiquated concept, not concept, but certainly a name. And over the years, you know, we've grown globally. And so we truly are a global trade association. But, you know, at its most basic level, with the exception of the change in name and brand, we're the same exact association that everybody's always known. The members are still the same members. It's only new members who were never a part of the CompTIA community that would only know of GTIA. But, you know, we really focus through our transition on business as usual, making sure, you know, members didn't experience any hiccups or interruptions in what they've come to rely on us for. And I'm really proud to say that the team executed is executing at an extremely high level, and the transition's been really well received. So that that's a lot of background in a short amount of time.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. That's good. So let me ask a couple of clarifying questions. So what year did you join CompTIA? What year was that?
Oh God, I have to think about this. I believe it was 2020. You know, over the years, so I had my MSP from 97 to 2015 was when I sold. I actually joined CompTIA as a member in the year 2000. So my history with CompTIA is interesting. I've got so many different lenses. So I was a member for many years. I served two terms on the board of directors, one under the prior CEO, one under the gentleman who was our CEO, who now is still the CEO of CompTIA Inc. now that it's off on its own. I served on the board, and then I got recruited to come on staff. So, but I believe I joined staff, I'm pretty sure it was the year 2000. Honestly, okay. I'm losing track of time. When you have fun and you love what you do, time just disappears.
I'm with you. Yeah. And I know you've been involved in the community for a really long time, because I saw you at the events and so forth. So that's good. And then, so the new CompTIA, now, you know, GTIA, that was broke off in January of 2025. So tell everybody a little bit more, because you were almost two big entities under one umbrella. Now it's, you know, I know it's a lot of the same, where we do the events and the education, all the committees and so forth, and help educate the channel. You've always been a leader there. What can people expect to see here in 2025 and beyond?
Sure. So I'll just quickly clarify that it's actually the reverse. CompTIA broke away from the association that is now GTIA. So there's now CompTIA Incorporated, which is a for-profit company. And now there is GTIA, which is the same vendor-neutral nonprofit trade association, just with a different name. And we have no association with one another anymore. We're not, there's nothing, you know, we're completely, two completely separate organizations. So, you know, in many respects, people can expect a lot of the same. However, because we're now completely separated, you're 100% right, James. It was like there were two organizations under one big umbrella, because we were the same nonprofit trade association, but within that we had two kind of distinct business operations. There was what now has become a for-profit that was still under the nonprofit, but it generated a lot of income. And then there was the trade association. It was kind of like, it's almost like, you think of the Bar Association or the American Medical Association, associations like that, they're often very similar. You know, associations either survive completely on dues revenue, or they have dues income and then they sell something. And a lot of times it's a professional certification or ongoing training and, you know, continuing education credits. And that's how the associations survive. We were super lucky that the training and certification business generated so much revenue. It not only maintained that business, but it funded almost our entire operating budget. That's how we keep our dues so low. Now that we're separated, the proceeds of that sale created an endowment, and our intention is not to invade that endowment, but to live off the earnings of that endowment. So the earnings will fund our budget, keep our dues at the same low levels, and we're going to be able to increase our charitable giving. We've announced our intention to raise our charitable giving into the tens of millions of dollars a year over the next couple of years. It's going to take us the better part of this year to get that infrastructure set up. It's one of the big eye-opening educations that we got was it's not so easy to give away a lot of money. It's actually more difficult to give away more money than it is to give away smaller amounts of money. But you know, we're going to do that. It's another way we can have a positive impact on the channel and on people getting into the tech business. And it's something our members can be super proud of, that they're part of an organization that is able to do that kind of work. But now that we're solely focused on the membership and the philanthropy, and we don't have that other business to worry about, we're doubling down on our member benefits and where our members tell us they have impact. In the month of February, for example, we did 3 town halls across the globe, one in North America, one in the Asia-Pac ANZ region, one in the UK-Europe region. And the purpose of those were to listen, to hear what, you know, for people to ask questions, offer suggestions, tell us, you know, how can we help? How can we do, you know, what are we doing well that you want to see more of? Are we doing anything that just really doesn't move the needle for you that we should think about sunsetting and applying resources elsewhere? So we're very much still in a heavy, heavy listening mode of how can we take this unified focus now and really have it make an impact for every member, whether they're a small MSP, large MSP, startup vendor, established vendor, on and on it goes.
That's great. That's great. I love that. So give me the quick sales pitch of, you know, anybody that isn't a member, why should they join? And sure. You've talked about a lot of it already, but just kind of, if you could summarize, help me understand the value proposition so we can share the audience.
I'll tell you the couple things that we hear constantly from our members when we survey them annually and periodically throughout the year. And then I'll share a member benefit that's near and dear to my heart that I leverage the daylights out of when I was an MSP and a member. So what we hear over and over again is that members value the face-to-face networking at our events, and they value the fact that our events are global and take place all around the world. So, you know, our premier event brand is ChannelCon. That happens every summer in the US. So this year it's July 29th to 31st, I believe, in Nashville. At the Gaylord Opryland Resort. That's our biggest event annually, over 1,000 attendees, you know, usually 12 to 1,500, I think.
They're good events. Yep.
Thank you. They are, and they're unique because given our position as that unique animal in the industry where we're that vendor-neutral nonprofit, everything's on a level playing field. So there's no selling from the stage at a GTIA event. And when we have our vendor fair, for example, it's not the typical trade show. There isn't any massive pavilions. Every exhibitor gets the exact same size booth. And what we hear strongly from our members is they value that because it's a level playing field for them to check out, you know, vendors that they might not have had the opportunity before without feeling any real pressure around that. And so it dovetails, you know, our events fit very nicely alongside the other vendor distributor events that take place. Those have, you know, we're not trying to replace anything else. We're trying to be additive. and a force multiplier. So when you have your vendor and distributor partnerships, those events serve a very specific purpose that you should be engaged with. This is truly a global community, a global channel event. That's why our tagline is your voice, your IT channel, your community. It's where everyone comes together in the big open tent to collaborate. So we hear that's one of our best benefits constantly. We kind of have a horse race going right now between our member education and our mentorship program. We've got, you know, over 30 courses, depending, you know, focused on MSPs, focused on vendors, distributors, even our associate members who are consulting firms in the industry. Members highly, highly rate our education. We have a terrific education team that builds those courses out. And our mentorship program has taken off beyond our wildest expectations. We're on our fourth or fifth cohort in the US. We've launched internationally. We're bringing the program across all of our regions. So that's another, you know, set of benefits that are very, very well received. And then I'm going to just give a huge plug for our industry research. I love our research. Carolyn Aples, our VP of industry research. If you've ever had a chance to meet her or see her speak, she's one of the brightest, most tuned in channel experts out there. And she and her team produce killer research. And when I was a member, I asked, and it's become a member benefit now, I asked, hey, would you mind if I co-branded the research and said, hey, this is, you know, industry research compliments of my MSP? And at the time, you know, the folks were like, sure, no problem. And now it's a benefit that we continue to offer. And what I loved about that and what I found so valuable was, you know, you may remember, you know, I was located in New England, not Boston proper, north of that. So I was in kind of a tertiary market, and I was looking for ways to differentiate myself from the competition, whether it was local competition or regional competition from the Metro Boston area. And one of the most successful things that helped me was to bring in the research, what was at the time CompTIA research, now GTIA research, when I was meeting with my clients and say, hey, look, the reason I've been, you know, trying to steer you for this or for that, I want to show you some independent industry research from the trade association we belong to. You know, we're not just a little player in this little corner of the world. We're members of this global trade association, and that gives us access to information and analysis that's really helpful. And you might just be interested in this. And that wound up being one of the best sales tools in the planet. I'm partial to that one for sure, but there's so much more. I mean, you know, I could go on forever, whether it's the white papers, the guides, you know, the different tools, our cybersecurity offerings now that are all, you know, and I think it's important to understand that as a trade association and as a having the good fortune to be well-funded, we don't nickel and dime our members. Dues are very low, and that's it. It's not you pay extra for the education, you pay extra for the research, you pay extra. No, it's, you know, when you join, if you're a 10 person MSP or a 110 person MSP, every one of your employees has access to the benefits. You can come to our events as many people as you want to send. There's no additional charge. There's no charge for taking the courses, no charge for downloading white papers and research. And you know, that's what makes our association and our community special and unique.
Yep. Awesome. All right. Thanks for the recap. That was fantastic. Sure. So tell me, what's the vision? What does the next 3 years look like for you guys? Where are you headed?
So, well, you know, there may very well be new. You know, we're still in the process of defining what new may look like. You know, we're right now we're led by two execs, myself and my partner Kelly Ricker, who's our chief operating officer. Our board is undertaking a CEO search right now, and we expect to see an announcement probably within the next 30 days if all continues on track. But you know, we're looking for a CEO with the vision to take the association well into the future. So I don't want to preempt, I guess, for lack of a better way to say it, you know, where that, what that might look like many years down the road, because honestly, once that person is selected and on board, we're going to have to sit down and go through some intense strategic planning, which we're all looking forward to. And that's why we're in that listening mode that I mentioned before, because we want to take in all the input possible so that we can look, and we can look at what we have done historically, where we see opportunity, where our members are telling us they see opportunity, even non-members. You know, we're happy to take suggestions from anyone. As a matter of fact, we have an online suggestion box at gtia.org/suggestion box. Anyone is welcome to throw in any suggestion, and we always answer those personally. But we're really looking forward to that next step of really charting those multi-years. But you can absolutely expect to see continued growth of the membership, continued global expansion into other regions in the world, absolutely more development on education. You know, our AI is obviously the latest hot thing. You know, as an association, we take a fairly conservative approach to new and emerging technologies. We're doing the same thing we did with cybersecurity. We're trying very hard not to jump on the hype cycle. And, you know, at our CCF event in March, we had some nice announcements about some new AI content, and that follows our operating model of looking at what's happening, not getting caught up in the hype cycle, and focusing on what tools and resources can we develop and share for our members that are practical and based on real world experience that actually move the needle, not just fuel more hype. So, you know, you'll definitely see more from us in that area, as well as many others.
Great. Great. Well, that's fantastic. So if any of our listeners want to get more information, where should they go? Who should they call?
Sure. Well, listen, I love to talk to members and prospective members. So anyone is welcome to reach out to me. My email address is super easy. It's just my name, mjshore@gtia.org. Otherwise, I would say go to gtia.org. Go out to our website, browse the member benefits, browse the different programs, definitely click on our resources tab. You know, in these early days of our launch, we're making more of our resources than usual available for free so that people can just look and see and sort of kick the tires, if you will. But you can contact a membership rep right from the website, whatever's easiest for you. And then I would say follow us on LinkedIn so you know what we're up to. That's a great place to get regular updates. We also have a terrific blog you can subscribe to, plenty of ways to engage.
That's awesome. MJ, it's so good to see you and catch up. Thanks for being on the program today. We will see you soon, and for sure, I'm going to see you in Nashville.
Awesome. I look forward to it, James. Thanks so much. I really enjoyed the conversation, and I'm very grateful and humbled that you asked me to come on your podcast. So thanks to you, my friend.
Thank you for tuning in to the SMB Community Podcast. If you found this interesting or fun, please subscribe, share with your friends, and give us a thumbs up on your favorite social media. We would love to hear from you, so reach out anytime on the website at smbcommunitypodcast.com.